Morning. My name is Andre Rosto, and I've been nominated, one of the nominees for elders here at this church. I grew up in Norwalk, Connecticut. It's about 35 miles outside of New York City. And I went to college in upstate New York. After college, graduated and joined the Navy, the aviation program. I was a pilot in the Navy for about 7 years. Got out of the Navy and joined American Airlines. Got hired by American Airlines as a pilot and was employed there for 33 years. Spent the first 6 years in Connecticut there with American Airlines, flying out of New York City. And then I moved to Florida and spent 28 years there. I met my wife, Angela, who's sitting here. Last tour of duty in the Navy, I was a flight instructor. We got married. She was in nursing school, so she was a nurse and I was a pilot. We were married. Next month will be 35 years for our anniversary. We have two children. One is our son Noah back there by the soundboard, and our daughter Margo, who resides in Florida still. So I grew up in a Russian family. I'm Russian by descent. I was raised in the Russian Orthodox Church. I would equate it with being Roman Catholic without a pope. Was I a Christian? Well, I guess my view of Christianity at that time would be like the comedian, if you remember, John Lovitz from Saturday Night Live years ago, back when Saturday Night Live used to be a comedy show. And so I would think that I'm a Christian, go to church, Christmas, yeah, Christmas, and Easter, yeah, that's it, Easter. And as a baby, I was, baptized. Yeah, that's the ticket, I'm a Christian. So that's the way I viewed me being a Christian. What about my judgment? As far as the final judgment and acceptance by the Lord. Well, I've heard that God is love. And so if he was love, then he would find a way to accept me. I figured I was a good person. I tried my best. I figured that God would judge my sin with my good works, and that my good works would somehow overcome my failings. Well, that's how I went through life. About the only theological connections I'd have is I heard that from my family that Jesus is the Son of God. What I thought that meant, I really didn't know, didn't comprehend. So that's how I went through life. Well, when I met my wife, Angela, she was a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, born again, raised Southern Baptist. And so throughout our early time together, she would always try to find a church. First in Connecticut, then in Florida. She would take me every Sunday, we're gonna check this church out, we're gonna check that church out. Well, in Florida, we attended one church on a Sunday, and it was much like this church. It was Bible-believing. Scripture was inerrant. It was taught with authority. It was gospel-centered. And it was theologically sound. And so there, it was the first time I've heard preaching that was foundational with scripture, with authority. And I remember one of the sermons was, what is God like? What is his attributes? And one was, God is love. I knew that. But so much more was presented. God is righteous. God is holy. God is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He is just. He is eternal. He is sovereign. And so all of these traits of his that were scripturally referenced were eye-opening for me. It was sort of scary. God was large and in charge. And his standards are what counted. And so I saw this and my eyes were opened. His sovereignty, his righteousness, His holiness predicated any sin being before him, he couldn't be. So my sin could not be before him. He is just, so he needs to punish sin. So, and he is omniscient. He knows all my sin. All of these characteristics of him were overwhelming in a sense, which brought me to sin in general and my sin. So they were preaching on the Ten Commandments and all that, but I concentrated on the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And people say, well, there are many gods, God of money, God of fame, God of whatever it is. My sin, I counted as worse because I wanted to be my own God. I wanted to be in control. I wanted to decide what was right and what was wrong. I wanted to judge other people how I thought they should relate to me. So I was guilty. And so I found that there's nothing that I could do to have acceptance with God. Nothing that I could do to wash that sin away, and that God would punish my sin. And I found that the issues of life that people think of the problems, health, money, career, anything like that, they paled in comparison. I found that really I had two main problems, sin and death. Sin because I was guilty and will be punished, and death because I would die eventually, stand before the holy, righteous God, and be condemned to eternal death, separation from God. So that's when, at the time, the gospel was being preached, but I didn't understand it. That's when it took hold, and I realized the good news of the gospel, that Jesus, and I said, Jesus, you are God. You are God the Son that came to this earth to be my substitute, to be my substitute for the punishment that I deserve. And so I realized then that God took my sins and put them on Jesus. And Jesus went to the cross willingly. Jesus led a sinless life. I couldn't live then nor now a sinless day. He lived a sinless life, went to the cross, and God put all my sins on him. He died. And on the third day, he rose. Why did he rise? Where there is no sin, there is no death. Amen. And so that's when I understood. I understood that he was my substitute. And at that time, it came full circle for me that the attributes of God were perfectly in line. All his characteristics were perfectly in line with the cross. He is holy. He is righteous. He is sovereign. Sin is taken care of. It's defeated. No longer in God's presence, I can be accepted. He is just. The heavenly penal code was dealt with in perfect fashion, and the full measure was applied there in that courtroom. And so his love, what greater love than when we were still enemies, he died for us. So all of these attributes, his omniscience, he knows all my sins, forgiven. He's eternal. What was done on the cross is for eternity. So that's when I realized, and I came to believe. I said, Jesus, I believe in who you are and what you came for. I want to receive your free gift of eternal life. I repent of my sins, and I want to follow you. I want to be your disciple. And it's that is when God took me from death to life. When I believe. And it's been an incredible journey ever since. And I thank Angela for leading me there, and I thank the Lord God that that he brought me from death to life. And I just want to say that it wasn't something I did. It wasn't I that put two and two together. It wasn't I that considered, thought about it, decided it was the right thing to do. Wasn't I that weighed the facts, the evidence, made a decision to come forward? It was God that tapped me on my shoulder, It was God that gave me ears to hear. It was God that opened my eyes to see the truth. And it was God that softened my heart. So, to God alone be all the praise and all the glory. So, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Let me close in prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, I just give you thanks for this morning and the opportunity to share my testimony and to share how you took me from death to life, Lord. And I want to give you thanks for that and praise in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. Amen. And at this time, I'd like to dismiss.